Today we're talking sawmills. And let me tell you, these weren't just places where trees got chopped up. They were the lifeblood of entire towns. But those early days, absolutely brutal. Bullock teams dragged massive blue gums through unforgiving bush, and later with the advent of machinery, families built their lives around the constant buzz of saws. It was tough work that built incredibly tough, tight-knit communities that really shaped what early Australian was all about. Donna Grigor from the Woodford Historical Society is with 101.5 today and needs your help. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, listeners. I'd like to start off with wishing our president and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Trim, a happy wedding anniversary and a happy 90th birthday for Mrs. Trim. 10 years ago, the Woodford Historical Society received a RADAV grant funded by the state government and Moreton Bay Regional Council to build a webpage about the sawmills in our area. Not knowing anything about making a webpage, I went along to the free seminars that Moreton Bay Regional Council held to teach us. So for 10 years, I've been happily adding photos and information to the website, WoodfordHistoricalSociety.com. And what we ended up with looked like the chooks got in and had a good scratch around. Last year, History Queensland offered grants of up to $2,000, and we applied and were fortunate to receive the funding to have our webpage updated by a professional, in particular, the Sawmills of Durandurra section. Information and photos on the site cover sawmills from 1886, the first sawmill, Woodford Sawmill Company, which was situated behind where the police station is now. In all, 27 sawmills were researched. Some we found a lot of information, others not a lot was available. Any information or photos on sawmills that listeners have would be appreciated to add to our research. On the webpage, you can explore the rich history of the sawmilling industry that shaped the Durandurra region, encompassing Woodford, Dagula, Belthorpe, Newham, Merry Smokes Creek, Villeneuve and Stanmore. This special collection of memories, photographs and historical records celebrates the people and places that helped build our forestry legacy. There are some local memories and a recording from Claude Blakely to listen to as well. Long before machinery and modern transport, it was the bullock teams that carried the weight, literally, on the timber industry. With massive logs, winding trails and sheer determination, these teams and their masters laid the groundwork for sawmilling in Woodford. Step back in time and discover the incredible stories, striking images, memorable names that honour the era of the bullocky, with a special page to commemorate these bullockies. We also are collecting timber cutters, cutter numbers, for Queensland. Each cutter was allocated a cutter's number by the Forestry Department, and we are collecting the names and numbers before they are forgotten in time. On Tuesday, the 8th of July, we will be launching the new website at our museum and commemorate the 10th year of being on the World Wide Web. We extend an invitation to all those interested to come along. Please RSVP via our Facebook page or 0429 899 115, as we will be catering morning tea for it.
Tuesday, the 8th of July. Put that in your diary. Donna Grigor, Woodford Historical Society, thanks for joining us and sharing a little about one of the industries that was the backbone of our area. And as always, you can listen again to the podcast on 101.5 FM website.